He started with one. Have you heard that? Not that once upon a time. Have you heard that? Do you remember that he was talking about it? Listen, here. Okay, I'm talking about music now. Here it is. Have you heard that? In the time of Umar, there was this fantastic Motrep player, musician. Okay, his voice was so lovely, and his company was so great, and his voice was like Israfil. Like light, so it was a life-giving music he was creating. And he attended to Israfil two other verses to explain Israfil, to mix Israfil with Sama, to say that, to use the word of Sama for a very special magic here. The elephant who grew wings. This is a serious exaggeration, especially because elephant to us means a lot. Wing means a lot. Whenever we talk about the elephant, we're talking about these big fellows, Sheikh, Pir, Valid. These are the elephants. We know that. If you doubt it a little bit, go to the first story of third book. It's the story of not eating the babies of the elephants. And he said the elephants are these big guys. We know that. And what about the wing? We know that precisely. Whenever we want to talk about the thinking and thought, will bring some bird. Wing is like that. And imagine the elephant having wings. This music will make that. Then he switched from Israfil to Anbiya, to all the prophets. I said, let me tell you about the prophets. And prophets, they have a very special song in them, which is not song, it's an apnea, which means more melody rather than song. Anyhow, they have this special melody in them. Then, forget it, all the page will concentrate on this. So he's defining what he means by music. Because this harper, or I prefer to say harp player, is you. So you are playing some music. What is that music? What is that you do to make the wind grow? When you give an advice to someone, what are you doing? You're offering a wind. When you lead someone to the truth, what are you doing? You are bringing a dead body to life. This is what you do, communication. We communicate to what? To correct the mistakes, to let the ideas have wing and fly. Because communication didn't start with us. Do you remember how communication started? The word at the beginning was with him. That's the communication. We don't believe that suddenly we apes, by a bizarre accident, started to talk. We believe that the talking is offered to us. It's the spirit, and it's something that I didn't create it, but I am the receiver. The message is brought to us from the other side. We believe in this. We call it music. What is the message? Why do we like the messengers? To us, they're the musicians. They bring the good melodies to transform us. This is the meaning of this. So this is an activity that all of you are involved with. something that you do always, and you don't feel enough responsible about it. He explained it that this is the best part of you, and you do it for the wrong reason, because you do it as business. Your talking and your communication is business oriented. So is the harvest, right? Now listen, Jerome will go one step further to express a very special feeling about this music, which is coming from these melodies, which is coming from the prophets. Yes?
The note of the peri is not heard by man, for he is unable to apprehend the mysteries of the peris.
You know what peri means?
It's like a spirit or a sprite or something, and a non-human being.
A non-human entity. And non-human entities, they go two ways. Worse than the human being and better than the human being. The devilish side, we call jinn. Jinn is that, let's say, identity which is worse than the human being and is here. Normally they do the work of Satan. Those are jinn. What?
Genie.
Yeah. It's jinn. Genie comes from jinn. Jinn is the word. And the other side, the good side, is pari, the pretty one, the beautiful angels. Not the angels necessarily, but very close to angels. The beautiful, delicate one, there are pari. So when we say jinn or pari, we are referring to two sides of extreme existence of human being. You know that whatever we're talking about the human being. So we exaggerate these adjectives to represent some part or some possibilities for a human being. Here he says, okay, these paris, these beautiful creatures, these little angels, they're singing, but you're not hearing them. Why? Because we are ajami, we are dumb to understand the music of them. This ajami is doesn't matter so much to you, but to Iranian it does, because this is how Arab called the Iranians, ajami. Means somebody dumb who doesn't understand anything. This comes from that. Anyhow, you don't hear them, but you could, because you don't hear them with your ears physically, but from inside you could hear those melodies. Now we will describe some special melody, and some way it will bring it back to explain what the message is. We give each other the message, and this message is coming from the messengers, it's coming from God. What kind of stuff is that? Yes?
Although the note of the peri too belongs to this world, the note of the heart is higher than both breaths. For peri and man are prisoners, both are captive in the prison of this ignorance. Recite, O community of jinn, in the Surat al-Rahman, recognize if ye be able to pass forth. The inward notes of
this. Let me explain this. This is a very difficult stuff. I don't know if I heard it. I'm going to explain it. Rumi does this, and it's a very, very delicate subject. Because normally in these texts, when they refer to Quranic verses and things like that, they want to add some strength, maybe some force to what they are talking about. That okay, over there you will find the same. Normally, Rumi will not do that. Rumi will do exactly the opposite. He will not tell you that okay, my saying is correct.